Breathing. This is where it is done, beneath the canopy of trees above, and the many songbirds we've not had time to learn the names of by their chips and trills. Here, where bees effervesce in gold light, water still spilling on the rocks, and inside the softly carpeted fairy ring, where braided shadows of redwood drape, nests of mice, voles. Breath comes more softly, standing at the picket fence of graves, London under the red rock, fresh ashes poured in a mound nearby. We wondered if that's desecration or a human right. It comes deeper in the garden of rosemary, lavender, and quicker at the cottage when we realize the woodpeckers will win in the end, with no one to mend the walls. Dear Jack, I like peeking in the windows to see your desk, your books, your sleeping porch, and Charmaine's, where you were brought to die. But mostly, I like to walk the land left to us. Is there anything you can do from where you are? Be a hero. Send a ship or a good dog. Think Wolf House, Happy House, this restful, delicious house of air. We breathe here better than almost anywhere. Distressed. And here's one poem from my book, Nighthawks. Catskills. The holiness of the real is always there. Kenneth Rexroth, Time is the Mercy of Eternity. Mid-March we hiked the road of bare crossings and silence, up to the end where the black rocks lay layered and capped with snow, and under that snow a brook poured her music. This was the only sound, not a bird, nothing but cold water snaking between rocks, rivulets spilling the long-awaited song, spring. Now the days grow longer, the breeze will play over the blooming fields, black ducks pairing in the sky. Soon I'll home to the far sea, the long golden grass stretching over the hills, black spotted dairy cows sagging their loads under oaks, under dusk, under the plume of Milky Way, stars flashing crystal, flashing a question. Who will climb the Catskills, look straight up through waves of amazement to the full configuration, life and death indiscernible?